rejoice for us. And your touch rejoice for us. And your touch rejoice for us. And your touch will set us on fire. And our lives will be never the same. Ancient of Days, you through all flesh banner, we thank you. Let this truth lead us. Transformed into Jesus himself.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
I'd like to put your hands together for Jesus. And there's one more somewhere where I said, hey, man.
From the NLT version. Even a tree has more hope
If it is cut down, it will sprout again and grow new branches. Though its roots have grown old in the earth and its stump remains, at the scent of water, it will grow and sprout again like a new seedling. Even a tree that is cut down has hope. Even a tree that the roots have withered, the Bible says it has hope. At the scent of water, it will what? It will sprout up again and bring forth new branches. Listen to me. No matter how ugly the situation, your situation will be, I have good news for you. In these 3 days, there will be a victory. There's something in your life that you are giving up on. Maybe it's your academics. I've seen people that are giving up on their academics. I've seen people that they believe that, for that, school will not be for me. Me, that doesn't really do business. And so when you mention school today, they are not interested. Because they have lost hope. Hallelujah. Do you know anybody like that? There are people like that. There are people that they believe that they can't succeed in marriage. The Bible says, no matter how hopeless the man has, at the scent of what? It will what? It will jump back to you. I like it to your eyes open. So you pray some prayers for yourself. You pray, you say, oh Lord, my God.
Oh Lord, my God.
Every issue of my
life, every
dead matter in my life,
every matter in my life
that looks for this,
let
it be
myself.
Open my mouth.
Oh Lord, my God.
Do you know what I'm doing this morning?
Oh Lord,
thank
you.
2017 was not yet over. Before the end of this year,
I'm How many times we travel routes
and we embark on journeys, and we throw ourselves into projects that God has finished. Let me tell you something. As a covenant child, as a believer, if you are struggling on a journey, one of the possibilities may be that that journey has ended when you are still in it. The Bible said Jesus knew that his mission was finished. There are many believers that the devil has locked them up in missions that God has finished. So tonight, we are considering the topic finishing strong. Dr. Spiley told Jesus, he said, I have power to free you. I also have power to put you to death. Jesus told him, he said, no power. You don't have any power apart from the power that has been given to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The death of Jesus on the cross was a winning death. Jesus strode to the cross. He used his leg to walk up to the cross. It was not enforced upon him. It was part of his mission. I pray tonight that every one of us will be sensitive, one, to the mission that we're calling, and will also be sensitive to what place God will have us be in the mission. Because there are men running missions that Jesus did not call them into. Oh, I pray for myself and for somebody tonight that we shall not embark on journeys that God has not planted us.
Amen.
The Bible says Jesus knew. Our emphasis tonight is that Jesus knew. What do you mean? Many people are locked up, many young people are locked up in churches. For various reasons. Locked up in various missions. For various reasons. See, on Sunday, go to any church. People at random and ask them specific questions that have to do with purpose. Christians, many of them will tell you, please God's house, I'm just coming to worship God, I'm just worshiping God, you know, I'm serving God, I'm praying with God, I'm joining, I'm a choir member, I'm a chorus, I'm appreciating, you know, I'm just serving God. Being on a mission is God just serving God. Let me ask you a question. Jesus was praying on the Mount of Gethsemane. And he took one prayer point. You know the prayer point? He said, oh God! You know that that's when he took one prayer point. You know? He said, God, let this cup pass me by. It was a prayer point. Have you ever asked yourself that you are supposed to be that God will have granted me the prayer point? The Bible says God will not hold any good thing for it at one more time. There's something called the power of persistence. Even the wicked judge, Jesus was saying in the Bible, he said, even the wicked judge will tell an old woman that has been disturbing him, I don't attend to people, but because you have continued to disturb me on that side, how much more God? Do you know there are times when we embark on the wrong mission? lying back on the wrong prayer beat. But then Lord, Jesus said, "Well, not my way. This is not going to." I hope you knew that when Jesus prayed that prayer, but he knew that his time had come. Because in the book of Matthew, I read that Jesus went 2 times to check his disciples and he said they should pray with him. He made them see him. The first time he said, my guy, you cannot even watch with me for 1 hour. Now I'm going to do it. And you pray for a little. Praise God. Praise God. Jesus took 3 people. They were his confidants. Listen, they are packs. I told somebody, was it yesterday? Was it you? Or they were saying, there are times in this mission where you will be lonely. Now, at the Mount of Gethsemane, Jesus was lonely. I pray that in your days of loneliness, your faith will encourage you. Jesus feels strong. So we will be considering the necessities for finishing this with you. Finishing strong in 2017. Why is it necessary that we consider this? Because our theme for this lesson is the end. It's not enough for it to come to an end. We must end well. Praise God. Jesus said, "It is finished." Listen, it was a victorious declaration. It was not a declaration of a season. He was not saying an end has come. He was saying, "I finished strong. It is finished. I have carried the burden. I go to the finish line. I carried the faith." It was a victorious cry. I decree, you will not be found on the day.
Amen.
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 Praise God. He said, "You cannot watch with me for 1 hour." Jesus was alone. You know, there was a time in Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17 was another time that Jesus was alone. Peter was not praying for him. His prayer coordinator and intercessors were not ready. Jesus had to call the spirit of those men big prophets, Elijah and Moses. Many of us, we think that that verse, that scripture is just to display that man Jesus can conduct. No. It was a season of his life and ministry. And he needed the right association to carry with him. And men were not available. So he called on 2 great intercessors from the Old Testament. Praise God. I pray that the Lord will be with you.
Amen.
But this time around, just before his crucifixion, he had to pray. And the only person that could help him was God. He said, "Oh Lord, let this God pass over. Let you. I pray for you that no matter what season of your life you are, you will be able to
live.
Before I go on, let me make this very clear. The end is a serious matter. In many cases, it is always the toughest. Oh, maybe I need to remind you. Maybe we should have shown the passion of the Christ so that you have an understanding of how the end of Jesus' journey was. Even before he did, the Bible says he knew that he had completed his mission. Yes! To fulfill scripture. You think he didn't know what was in? You think he didn't know that there not Nigeria. People, you think he didn't know? What kept being a guy? Let me tell you something you need to understand. Everything along your journey that looks like a trap, God will shatter it through it. The Bible says, fulfill scripture. You feel it. Give me a baby that you drink. Do you think that he didn't know that the baby knew? Let me ask you a question. Do you expect anything good from your enemies?
Listen to me.
You cannot know where you come from end or the economy that is the moment before you started. Please listen to me. If you are born again and you don't know your purpose, it is dangerous. The reason why Jesus could say it is finished was because he knew his assignment for the beginning. Hello? Hello? The reason why Jesus could say it is finished is because before he started the journey, I don't know my purpose. If I ask you now, if I go around and tell you your purpose, you will most likely hear, my purpose is to serve God. My purpose is to fulfill God's will. My purpose is to glorify the Lord on the earth. Those are genuine, and those things are genuine. Is anyone with you? But there is a purpose for man. Jeremiah chapter 1, the Bible says, before the phone and runners me, you know me, and you purpose me as a prophet over the nations. Acts chapter 9, verse 15, the Lord declared the purpose of Paul the apostle. Even when he was an unbeliever, he was still his purpose. Every believer has a purpose. Every human being has a life of service, including that man who has a social purpose. So if you don't know your purpose in a statement, your purpose is not just to come and play. That's not your purpose. That's part of the thing God wants you to do in the service. But your purpose is an assignment you must feel it. Matthew 7 verse 21, the Bible says, listen carefully, listen, go open and let them. The Bible says in Matthew 7 verse 21, he says, it's not everybody that calls me Lord, that will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that calls the Lord. It's not everybody that is in the choir. It's not everybody that preaches. I'm telling you, there's before that apostle in the Bible, in the New Testament, that had to be back in life. Yes or no? Let me tell you one of the reasons. The foundational reason why Apostle Paul had an unusual exploit in life and ministry. Even though it happened, was because the day he met Jesus was the day he met his purpose. Believe me. Many of us who have met Jesus, but we have never met the purpose for which Jesus met us. So many of us have met Jesus, but we have never purposed. Many of us have met Jesus, but we have not understood that there is a specific reason why Jesus met us. So we are in that ministry. We are in the church running around. We are in this ministry running. Anything they say I can do, I will do. Anyone they give me, I will do. If they don't give me, I will do. I will tell the prayer today. Tell the option tomorrow. I will not do how many years. My God is coming up with this. Have you forgotten that the book of 1 Samuel, when Anna gave back to Samuel, she revealed her power. She took Samuel to the temple. And Samuel was serving God in the temple. But one day, God called him.
And you know what God did?
He didn't understand. He went to meet the prophet. The next time he heard the name, say, speak on Lord. Do you know what it means? It means, Lord, tell me what you want to tell me. Lord, declare the wisdom of the name. Was but that was the meaning. How many of us are actually in the world? Have those been around in the church and then asked, what is your purpose for life? Let me use this building to describe purpose. I hope you know that the body of Christ, the church of God, is the body of Christ. How do you know that? And the Bible says that we are the building. I hope you understand that. Now, let's say, what's your name? What's your name? Emmanuel. Let's say this is Emmanuel. This block. This building is made up of blocks, right? Let's say this block is Emmanuel. This block is Mantis. This block is James. This block is Abel. This block is Digital. This block is Pastor Mrs. Romanus. This block is Adam. Emmanuel says. Let's imagine. Is not there. And this block is not there. This block is not there. This block, this block, this block, this block. Those are people. I don't know. They're not there. You will get in more ways, but the blocks are down. No, you understand? We get the. Now, we know that all these blocks are not going to be room. I'm going to make sense. If this block, 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 this block are not there. With the weight of this load, on the blocks are there. Yes. My business. When we are not in our place of purpose, we make the work of the word of Christ more tedious. I don't know what I'm saying. Where you are, but it's possible that things are like over here, but it's in that other building. Because he feels that that's where he needs to be. Please tell me. He doesn't understand that in his kingdom, the master assigns us to where we want to be. And so he has given his life to Jesus, yes? But he has never given himself over to the master. Chosen vessel. believers, not believers. Now, when Paul gave his life to Christ, he went to Jerusalem to the Jews. They stole him. They stole him. Do you know why they stole him? Because that is not his place. God proposed him to go to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Not the Jews. Hallelujah. One of the reasons why believers go through many issues is because we have refused to stay in our place. We don't know the rules. So we must discover your life assignment. How do you discover your life assignment? Number one, through revelations and visions of God. You discover your life assignment through revelation and vision. Lord, show me your assignment of my life. I declare this with all sense of understanding and gratitude to God. I am in my body in the center of the God of my life, not because I know how things will be, but this is where God has called me to know you. Purpose defines your direction. Purpose defines your identity. Number two, how do you discover purpose? Through the word of God. Through the word of God. Through the word of God. You discover purpose through God's word. Hallelujah. Mark said the man that God, Jesus, found where it was written concerning him. There is something written concerning you in the scripture. Have you found it? Number three, how you discover purpose? You discover your purpose through self-study. Watch yourself. What are your natural abilities? What do you do without struggling? Do you see without struggling? Eh? Some people are studying computer science. What are the guys who were many computer science degree that was seeking? Why? ICT, there's money in ICT. There's money in ICT, so everybody that we jump from computer science, computer science, computer science, all day computer science, agro computer science. So you have people struggling. I know a young lady that was forced to go and do sciences. The girl is a natural teacher. Leave a letter now. Teach. Talking to parents. Whichever way God uses to show you purpose, God is calling you. Lord, show me your purpose on earth. I decree this place. Heaven will be saved. You cannot finish strong in a purpose that you don't know. Finishing strong in this life. It's not just about being active in church. It's about being in the center of God's perfect will in your life. Number two, what was I doing to be strong? Be totally committed to your life assignment. That's number two. Be totally dedicated and obsessed by your life assignment. Throw all your weights into your life assignment. If there's one place you can throw all your eggs, it's inside your purpose. They say, don't put your egg in one basket. You can put inside the basket of your purpose. You can put all your money inside your purpose. If your purpose is to bring healing to the nations by playing the bass guitar, throw all your money in that assignment. If you want to be rich, invest in your purpose, you'll be rich. Praise God. Praise God. Somebody is an ICT guru. He's rich. You can go that. Sorry for you. You will struggle. If you like, go to Harvard. You will struggle. If it is not God's assignment. Your life assignment. That's a life story. Don't forget this. Chambago, your life assignment has a lifespan. There is a lifespan for every purpose. Jesus said, it is finished. Hey! I decree that by the time it is finished, you will be able to be a generative declaration of that. When we are out of this, I pray every one of us are ready to talk to you. Jesus. When we are out of this, people are ready to talk to you. When we are out of this, we are
anything that is working at all is working well.
You must learn how to throw your life and your effort into anything that you are doing. As long as you know that you are called for it.
Hallelujah.
Why come late to the people of us? Late is an abomination in the school of purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lateness is a taboo. May you not be late.
Amen.
Tell me what you need to do. Tell me what you need to do. Tell me what you need to do. You want to finish strong? You must pour everything in your life in your purpose. Let me tell you what I mean. Your purpose is like a lion. Listen to me. Your purpose is like a companion. And your life, your money, your efforts, your time, your talent is like seed and fertilizer. Imagine your time is the seed. You plant it inside. Your money is on the ladder, you don't plant it inside. What will happen? You will not pay anything as you want to pay it. Listen. Show your entitlement to the Lord God has called. I made a decision some years back. As a very young boy, I would discover purpose. Some elderly people told me, you should have waited now. You know this ministry thing. This ministry. You should just wait. You should have waited. I knew that people told me. Both are waited in their young days. They went to work in the bank. And they went to work in the company. They got the calling as young people. They left the calling, went to work in the bank. And they work where the friend I work in. They don't work. Don't just wait. They can't do everything nice or we don't want to run away. You know some people speak to God. Now is the time to make money. And then they can't kick it out. So they saw that they can't do anything in their way, they keep themselves going back to them. Now they're going to start to work God as waiting for the kids. I want you tonight to go and see that we go, Lord, what are you using to sign my life?
What do you need to be strong? Somebody say it. Somebody say it. I will put you in the book of Matthew.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
as the people of Christ, there is a serious challenge. When some break some of the rules, decide to leave the people, causing the Lord to be hated. It's one of the greatest challenges in the world of Christ. But listen to me, I have good news for you. Father, if Jesus was to be hated, anything can happen. There were times when Jesus found no place to pray with him. How do you pray for the feet of your feet? I'd like you to rise up on your feet. What do you need to endure to the end? Yes, you must endure in order to finish strong. What do you need to endure? I'd like somebody to open the book of Romans. You read for us. Romans chapter 11. Verse 1 to 5. Praise the Lord. Please read
out loud.
I said then.
God has not rejected his people. As he may it never.
Yes.
May it never be.
Mm.
For I too am an Israelite.
Mm.
A descendant of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. You must do. God has not rejected his people.
Mm-hmm.
For people who he foreknew.
Romans 11, 1 to 5.
Yes. Romans 11, 1 to 5. I read it. God has not rejected
his people. That is true.
God has not rejected his people who he foreknew. Or do you not know what the scripture says in the passage about Elijah? How he pleads with God against Israel.
Yes.
My spirit. Lord, they have killed your prophets.
Yes.
They have torn down your altars.
Mm.
And I alone am left.
Mm.
And they are seeking my life.
Yes.
Verse 4. But what is the divine response to me?
Yes.
I have kept for myself 7,000 men.
I have kept 7,000 men.
Who have not bowed down to the knee.
You have not bowed the knee to
the power. But in the name,
in the same
way, then they are also called to be at the present time a remnant according to God's
election of grace. Listen. In the Old Testament, there was a time Elijah said, God, this hardship is too much, following you is too difficult. And the only one that is faithful was a show. I have 7,000. They are not proud, they are no matter how difficult this life is, there are people that God is concerned. You are not proud. Don't ever allow the devil to deceive you that everybody is doing this. Have you heard that before? Everybody is going to die. Everybody is a good man. Everybody is going to die. Because even in this present age, there is a remnant according to God's election. God has elected to us and given us grace that will be very strong. What do we need to be a deal to the point of grace? It's what?
Grace.
It's what?
Grace.
Is somebody going to put that grace in hand? No. Many people want to say, no, there is grace in the world. The grace to finish strong. The grace to complete my life assignment. Thank you. death pressure. I think there's someone here that is weak. You are here, you are weak. You are weak. You are weak on this race. Please let's know your hands. You feel weak, you are tired of going on. You are defeating as bad as this persecution is too much, it's difficult. Mama, you can lift up your hands for one person. Fresh grace is coming up your life. You feel that it is not easy, you are weak, you want to pray, you cannot pray. You feel weak. You desire to go on, but you are weak.
Thank you.
This is the desire. One thing you want to come and testify about in this place tomorrow. Is it revelation of purpose? One thing you want God to do for you tonight.
Thank you.